Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here.
Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hollywood Connections, and I have a special treat for you. I have an amazing local artist, actually from Chicago, right?
Well, we're 130 miles south of Chicago, and the big little bitty town of Danville, Illinois.
Illinois, that's right. And I'm here with Steve Dallas Rodman. He is an amazing artist, has a band and a trio. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit more about your music.
Sure. Well, I'm kind of, well, we work with a lot of different people, actually, but I do have my band. I've located down here now from Illinois, so that's kind of changed things. A couple of my band members moved down here as well, but we're in different parts of Florida, so it's a drive to get to one another. So we're just now starting to get things wound up, start gigging, and I'm actually looking for some new musicians, which is a big deal right now. Looking for maybe a couple killer guitarists. I'll start with one.
Right. So if you're a guitarist out there, yeah. And what type of guitar music are you looking for?
Absolutely across the board. My history, I guess you say claim to fame, is I am a John Denver Dan Fogelberg tribute artist, but we do everything across the board. We rock it out. We're Tom Petty, we're Vince Gill, we're James Taylor, we're Moody Blues, and everything in between.
So. I love it. I love it. And I talked to a couple promoters today and some other agencies, and I had a nice friend, Stephanie, that is helps book some talent. She gave me some good advice for you as well.
Nice.
And so what song are we going to play first for our drivers that are out there?
Well, the latest album, we're working on another one right now, really anxious to get it out there. It'll be a while yet, but for this particular show, I think we'll start out with the lead song on this album, and it's called Edge of Town. Just a song I wrote about, I for some reason, lost love affairs come to my mind pretty easy when I write, so there's always this heartbreak, but Edge of Town. So we'll start with that one.
We're excited to join us back. We have more of Steve Dallas Rodman right here in our studio today. We'll be right back.
Driving on the edge of town. City streets are fading fast on our love. I'm driving on the edge of town. Street lights been my friend. Green lights taking me away from you. Driving on the edge of town. Strong, but I can see fast approaching different scenery. I'm driving on the edge of town. Whoa, 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 whoa.
A tribute band. How did this come into your heart?
Well, that was very early on when John Denver hit the scene. I always loved music. I mean, growing up, especially as a youngster when the Beatles came, you know, same story as so many people have, especially musicians.
Right.
The Beatles kind of really fired me up. But when I first heard John Denver, it was like, okay, this guy is really speaking to me. Plus, he's a wonderful, wonderful man. I miss his voice so much. But that just, I hung on to that through the years. But I'm a rocker too, you know. A lot of people don't realize that. So Steppenwolf and all those bands back in the late 60s, I was very young, but I mean, still, I was loving it. And as John's popularity grew and his songs were on the radio, I just got closer and closer to and drawn to his music and hoping someday that I would be in. And probably, I was probably 20 years old, something like that, and I was singing one of his songs. It felt good, and just kind of, you know, slowly went on from there. I started singing, not just his music, obviously, but singing wedding songs and, you know, weddings and funerals and things like that, and little festivals. And I finally decided I wanted to get in a band and hooked up with a couple guys, and that band grew. And then you grow. You leave that band and go to other people. And, you know, I'm the people I'm with now, the band I've been with now about 5-6 years, they're my people.
That's amazing. Yeah. So how do they get in touch with you if they want to book you for anything in Clearwater, weddings, events, birthdays, backyard bashes on those nice, beautiful homes on the beach?
Well, we do all of that. So, but, you know, down here it's a little harder to get the whole band together. So the bigger shows, you know, you have to fly in and what have you, the ones that don't live down here. But the duos and the trios, you know, we're like everybody else. We'll play on the beach. We'll play in a theater. We'll play anything you want. And by the way, even though it may be just two or three of us, we'll still do those, the Moody Blues and those things, you know, that you wouldn't think you'd hear.
I have another idea as well. I got something else that I just thought of, too. You know, I was at the Threshers baseball game a couple weeks back, and they had a tribute band for Casey and the Sunshine Band and, like, all the disco. And Lindsay's over there. We need to talk to Lindsay.
That's perfect. I have very, very close. I'm very close with a band back in Illinois that we share musicians when we need them. And they do that very thing for the Chicago Blackhawks. They're regular with them, you know. So,
for the guitarist that you're looking for, is it electric or acoustic?
I want a need. I have to have somebody that is accomplished acoustically and electric.
Perfect.
Yeah, because we're across the board. But when we leave a Tom Petty song which we do acoustically too, obviously, or one of those rocker songs, and you want to drop back down and do a Dan Fogelberg or a James Taylor, you want that acoustic. And so, That's what I need.
And where do they call?
Please call my phone number. I have no problem putting it out there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's 217-474-1970. And I'm on Facebook, Stephen Rodman on Facebook, and you can private message me. However you want to do that, text to that number if you want. We'll get together and talk, see if we're a good fit. Yeah, it's always good over lunch.
Yes, for sure. So what other song are we going to play next? What's next for our drivers?
What do you think?
Well, I got a boy from the country here.
I'm not getting that.
From the country?
If I can set that up, it'd be kind of nice.
Okay.
So this album, I wrote all the songs, some of course along with my band, but the people I recorded with, want to give them credit, obviously. But this song, John Denver did this song. I remember hearing it the first time. It reminded me so much of my childhood, to make this short. And this song means so much to me. And I wanted to pay a tribute or homage to John at least one time on one of my albums.
That's beautiful.
I chose this song. It just speaks to me so, so much. And it's gone over very, very well. So it's Boy from the Country.
Did you watch the movie about John Denver?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Amazing movie. Yeah. And we'll be right back. Enjoy. Steve Dallas Rodman. Mm-hmm.
Because he called for his brother, because he called the earth his mother, they drove him say the boy from the country was insane. Because he spoke to the fish in the creek. He tried to tell us the animals could speak. Who knows? Perhaps they do. Just because they've never spoken to you. Boy from the country left his home when he was young. Boy from the country. He loved the sun. He tried to tell us that we should love. We just turned our heads and laughed. You see, we did not understand. Sometimes I think the boy from the country is the only one who. Doesn't want to see the forest for the trees. Boy from the country left his home when he was young. Boy from the country.
We're back. Isn't that beautiful music?
It is.
Yeah, it sure is. It's just so relaxing and amazing. And, you know, I wanted to find out, where are you playing around Clearwater?
Well, haven't had a whole lot of gigs around Clearwater just yet. We're working on that diligently. But there's a little place right next door to Hooters on Gulf to Bay. It's the original Hooters.
Called Pete and Shorty's.
Yeah, Pete and Shorty's are playing there. And then playing quite a bit over in Flagler Beach. So, I'm playing over Flagler Beach, different places over there. And if you go to my website, you can hook into that.
And give that website one more time.
Yeah, it's steverodmanmusic.com.
Perfect. And how long have you been performing? When did you start playing music and saying, I want to be a singer? At what age?
Well, I mean, performing for many, many years. years, several decades, I guess you'd say. I feel like I'm a late bloomer, I think, you know. I've had a couple careers, and I drove trains for 31 years. And
trains?
Trains,
like,
yeah.
Amtrak?
I was a locomotive engineer, yeah, for 31 years.
Wow.
But I had my music. I've been in business all those years as well, but the whole time I had my music, and so kept crafting it and trying to get better at it and get to the right people, you know, to be on stage with and meet folks like you, Don, and
yes,
Bobby
yes.
in there.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And we love your music.
Bobby the engineer, thank you for your help today, pal.
Thank
good
you.
Man, yeah.
For sure.
And we can play your video to close out the show, I think.
Oh, for sure. Much. That would be great.
That's still a few 4 minutes away.
Yeah, that would be great. You, and, you know, what would you like to tell a new artist that are coming around the corner? Any advice from you of a pro?
You know, I never feel like I'm a preacher to such things, but I love to mentor in every way I can, every aspect of my life. But I would tell them to don't settle for mediocrity. Don't give up. And when they say, wait a minute, we've rehearsed 3 times this week, say, well, after this 4th or 5th rehearsal, well, I'll feel better. Just do that.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Don't give up. When you feel really comfortable, don't settle. Just keep working at it.
With your craft.
Yes.
And we have a lot of people. I know I talked to Yvonne today, and so she gave me Rudy's phone number. He's a promoter. So we're going to try to get in contact with him and some other people. So if you know anybody out there that would like to book this amazing trio or duo, what number can they call?
217-474-1970.
You know what you should do? I joined I Love St. Pete, and it's free, and you can put, you know, postings up there, like if somebody's interested, but we did it for the sailboat, which is sunkisscharters.com. Come out and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum, $50 a piece. Really good deal. Bring your own food and drinks.
We're going to do it too. We're going to go with you.
Exactly. And just the main thing is there's over, I think, 80,000 members on there, and people are always saying, I'm looking for a wedding photographer, I'm looking for this.
Nice.
You know, have you done any wedding shows at all?
Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of wedding receptions. And
I mean, like wedding shows and
vendors.
Usually
my full band, but, you know, you talk to the bride and say, hey, you know, what do you think of a trio or whatever? We're going to give you a lot of the same songs, or just be less money for that and maybe less instruments. But, you know, everything's relative, right?
Exactly. I'm so glad that you're here. We have 2 minutes. I do have a word for everybody. My sister sent me a video, and it said, bent knees... What is it? What was it? I have to go look. Bent knees break chains. And it was pretty, pretty, pretty strong. And I'll tell you, I just wanted to say something. You know, if you're praying for a family member or a relative or somebody in your family, and he said in the video, which is pretty powerful on YouTube, and he said, how do you pick up something heavy? Like today, my husband needed me to help pick up this power washer, which he does. If you need that for your house, you can call 727-871-7788. And anyways, but you have to bend your knees. You have to bend your knees if you're a wrestler. And I'll tell you, that video hit me, and I just put it on my Facebook. And I'll tell you, and that's true. If, you know, bent knees, and every knee will bow one day. And I just want to say, remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen. And I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Steve Dallas Rodman with me. I hope you enjoyed today's Hollywood Connections. We'll be back next week with miracle stories and so much more. And any last words, Steve? We're going to go out with your music?
Alrighty, yeah. We'll just be good to each other and share and give all you can. Peace to everyone.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Some people even said the boy from the country was insane. Because he spoke to the fish in the creek.